All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Payton Nyquist. He is the CEO of Numinous Wellness. And Payton, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
So you've got some details out about your phase one study that you're doing. Just before we get into that, maybe just remind everyone a little bit about this study and specifically about your proprietary psilocybin product.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously a lot of the psilocybin to be used to date has been synthetically produced psilocybin. Health Canada had amended our license about a year and a half ago to allow us to be able to harvest, cultivate, and extract a psilocybin product from naturally occurring psilocybin-containing mushrooms. And why that's really exciting is obviously, you know, a lot of people who are coming to this work, we believe are going to be interested in a natural product, if all things being equal, in terms of the safety data, which we believe should be positive. But also, there's other compounds that exist within psilocybin-containing mushrooms that we believe have therapeutic benefit. Everything from well-known compounds like baocysteine, serotonin, melatonin, all the way to previously undiscovered compounds that we believe have therapeutic benefit as well. So for us, it's a really unique opportunity to be able to create this extracted product and have another option for research. And then obviously, as the market opens up for the regulated market as well.
Now, as I mentioned, you're going to be doing a phase one trial involving this, and you've just released the study design. So can you sort of fill us in on how this is going to work?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a bit of a unique space to be running psychedelics, especially ones like this, through a therapy design. So really, the phase one is just to bolster up the safety data, which, you know, psilocybin has already been proven to be extremely safe. So we're anticipating to be able to run through this trial really quickly. And it's just an opportunity for us to prove that all things being equal, equally as safe as synthetic psilocybin, and that our standardized methods can fit the FDA requirements as well. So it's just validation data around that. And then very quickly, moving into a host of phase two, phase three studies with the extraction.
Yeah. So you're going to, the first part is just 14 healthy volunteers to begin with, but I want to ask you about just this milestone for the company. I mean, you've been there from the very beginning. This is a significant step forward for the company in being able to not only put this together, but get this done and then move it forward to the next stage.
And I think, you know, for us, it's very real. You've seen a lot of interest in the psychedelic space, which is great. There's a lot of representations of things, but for us, you know, for, as you mentioned, we've been at this for quite some time already, and to be able to really get this into a real world setting, into a study, and be able to advance very quickly. A lot of the heavy lifting on our end is already done. So we're able to advance quite fast, and looking forward to getting through phase one and then into a host of other research initiatives post phase one completion.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Payton, thank you so much. Congratulations. And we look forward to hearing more about it when it's through. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. There's Payton Nyquist, the CEO of Numinous Wellness.